I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. So get on board with us. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. trying to build this economic infrastructure in our community. I'm so tired of folks always talking about what they haven't done for us. What they can't hire us. They're not hiring us. They're not giving us opportunity. They. This almighty, omnipotent they. Well, I like to say we are the they that has to make it happen. We have our children. We have our family, our friends. They could use all of this power that we have, but we have to harness it. We have to make sure that it's channeled properly, because we have the spending power. We have the economic power, but it's not channeled in the proper direction. So we want to do here at the Marketing Pulpit is to make sure, one, that we build the businesses in our community, give them the foundation so that they can succeed. And that starts with marketing. That starts with targeting your audience, making sure you have all the pieces in place. So that's number one. Next one is job creation, to make sure that these jobs, we can get the businesses in the community to hiring level. Because people are actually working. They're working, but a lot of them are doing, they're working at McDonald's, they're working at these places that are paying these minimum wage jobs, and they're not building infrastructure that's going to help the community in the long term. So we have to build jobs that's going to improve our infrastructure and the community at large. And last but not least, service. We have to provide service, not just customer service, but service to the community. We have to give back. We have to make sure we're taking care of our children, our elders, and that we're building a future that we can all prosper. Now, I can't do this alone. Of course, I have to bring in some heavy hitters to help me carry this heavy burden. So I'd like to welcome my co-host first, Mr. William Maxwell. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Robert. Good morning to the Marketing Pulpit community on this snowy looking Friday over here in beautiful downtown Silver Spring.
you say community.
Yes, sir.
Community it is. We have a community here, and that community includes our customers. It includes our listeners. It includes the people that come out to our events. It includes everybody.
Including our other affiliates.
Our other affiliates, that's right. We have now seven shows.
It's growing. It's constantly growing.
We have seven shows. On Monday, we have Mr. Dennis Shipman. New York. Who we have on Tuesday there?
Tuesday, we have Sharon Bennett out of North Carolina. And I want to give condolences to Sharon for the loss of her father.
Lost her father this week, and that was tragic loss. She was very, very close family down in North Carolina, and she lost the father unexpectedly. And so we send our condolences out to her and prayers to her and her family.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, we have Mr. Poncho Brown out of Baltimore. Thursday, we have Dr. Florida Griffin out of Houston, Texas, and Leon Gatewood out of Waysboro, North Carolina, on the Economics and Literacy Show. And they're rolling, man. They just launched their new dolls. They're doing their reading rooms that they're putting in communities around the country. They've started down in North Carolina, and they put these rooms up, really paid totally. They've getting partnerships from the state and the counties that they're working in, the business community, but they're putting up these free reading rooms that allows children an opportunity to come in and read and participate in activities, computer training, and so forth. And this is being provided courtesy of Holler, Leon, and Dr. Griffin is partnered with him. So that's something we've been glad to be a part of. On Friday, we have the Disability Show with Mr. Ray Razor, and he's reaching out to the economic viability of the handicap. We don't use the word handicap, the disability.
Disability, and that's a large community, because I had a little quick conversation with Ray, because I just did some new business cards for him and Renee.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the funny things about that community, everyone knows someone who falls in that category.
And
you're either a senior or somebody who's disabled or both.
And like Ray said, we're all going to be there eventually.
Eventually. You if die. You live long enough, you will become a senior. So
senior or disabled or both.
Yeah.
And Saturday we have the sports show, Extra Points, with Coach Howard and
Dave
Owens.
Yeah, that's a great show. And as a matter of fact, they're going to be doing a March Madness show coming up soon.
Doing live
because
show.
We are in March. It is that time of year. So definitely tune in to those two guys for their perspective on March Madness, because that's a huge money-making venture.
That's right. And then we have our, of course, we can't forget Lena Seven over here. Lena Seven.
Yes,
welcome.
I'm here.
Welcome back to the booth.
It snowed. And Lena bought the snow, Robert.
Whenever I see snow, I said, Lena must be coming to the studio.
No, I bring the sunshine. You know that.
Okay.
I bring the sunshine.
Right.
Anyway, excited. Got a lot of stuff going on. You know, still doing all my fitness stuff and all my sports stuff. So if you see me, come holler at me. I'll be at the game tomorrow.
Oh, so you're going
to
doing the Wizards game?
Yeah, still covering the Wizards. So I'm excited. They're kind of moving up, though. You know, they're 30-30 now.
Get those guys in the playoffs.
Right. We're trying. But, you know.
When is the playoffs? Is that close?
That's not until
May.
I lose track. It's like all the sports now play at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baseball, football, basketball.
Yeah, because baseball season seems like the preseason is just starting for baseball now.
Yeah.
When's the Super Bowl?
Got a while.
February. Next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you don't follow sports at all, Robert.
Hey, a little bit now. I did follow the Super Bowl. Didn't the Pittsburgh Steelers play the Washington?
Minnesota Vikings or someone.
I'm just messing with y'all. You know I keep up. I remember Cam Newton and Peyton Manning, yeah.
Yes.
All right, listen to the Marketing Pulpit Show. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We have a lot going on. It's also...
And you know, it's
First
Friday.
It is First Friday. March 4th is First Friday. And to all the listeners who are not aware, the first Friday of every month, or most months, we have a networking event. And as a matter of fact, later in the show, I'm going to give some networking tips on how you can be benefiting from this. This is a very effective but low cost. Now, it takes some time and some skill. You got to do it right. But everybody can participate in networking, and usually it doesn't require any money out of your pocket.
And come tonight, you can just go to the website and sign up for free.
That's right. Go to marketingpulpit.com. Sign up for the First Friday networking event. It's at BLE Executive Suites over at 9701 Apollo Drive. And we're going to have a Wang Dang Doodle like we always do. We're going to have Philly Sweetly is providing a peach cobbler today.
Uh-oh, your world famous peach cobbler.
Peach
cobbler.
I know
you're going to be in heaven. You got to put some handcuffs on him, Alina, because
I could not believe it when I heard it.
He's going to be buck wild with the peach cobbler.
Is he? How do you eat it, though, if they provide it? With ice cream?
No, we're not trying to kill anybody.
Okay.
I couldn't take that.
Put somebody into a diabetic coma or something.
Serve warm?
So you better get there early, because this peach cobbler, you thought Patty's pie from last First Friday was good. We had a packed house last First Friday,
we did.
And we had about four pies, and those pies were gone. I mean, every slice.
Really?
I thought for sure I was going to have myself a pie left over. So come on out tonight. Go to Marketing Pulpit. Now, it's not just about eating pie and
peach cobbler.
It's a business that gets taken care of,
lots
right?
Lots of serious business.
Lots of
serious business happens.
Well, look at it this way. If you have a company, a nonprofit, or if you're looking for employment, you're looking to invest or partner with someone.
Stakeholders.
Exactly right. There is no sure better way to do it than to come out and network. You're sitting in the room. You get to give your speech,
right?
Give your elevator pitch, pass out your cards, your literature, and you will leave that event better than when you came in.
That's right. And the other thing, Robert, that's real critical and why I'm stressing on a major way that people make it to the event tonight at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. sharp.
Want some cobbler.
Yeah, if you want to get the cobbler, is that, you know, we have to understand that small business people have to have a network mm-hmm. of other business people
right.
to help expand their capacity and what they can do.
Right.
You can't do everything by yourself.
You can't.
Because, you know, nobody's Renaissance person to a level of a Leonardo da Vinci, where they are masters of everything that they put their hands on. So you need to partner up with people. And I mean, look at what's going on right now in the court systems with Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Apple, you can see the support that Apple's getting from other companies that they have relationships with, like
right.
Microsoft,
right.
like Google. Even though they, on the surface, appear to be adversaries, but deep down under the hood, they're all partnering because they're all leveraging technology that each other are producing.
Yeah, so that's, you're right. That's a good example. So, this week, I was at an event also where the great example of partnering, the final pitch over at Prince George's Community College, Keller Communications, Miss mm-hmm. Inez, and she's actually a host on the
Saturday show.
Right, she had a show on WL on Saturdays. Well, anyway, they had the final pitch. It's like a
Shark Tank.
Like a DC version mm-hmm. of Shark Tank, mm-hmm. where we had had four sharks who were judges, and we had, I think, 11 contestants actually came out and pitched their services.
Okay.
Came down to the end where there was a tie. It was so close. One guy had a company called College Prom, and another one had a sneaker trade. Mm-hmm. And these guys were really, man, they were ready for the tank. They mm-hmm. really were. They made some excellent presentations, so hats off to them. That they're going to be qualified now to go to the next round, and the show is actually going to be on Channel 20 TV coming up in the fall.
Oh, okay.
And from what I understand, I'm going to be doing the host on the TV show as well.
That's okay. What
somebody has kind of hinted and dropped in my ear. So go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about that. And if you want to pitch your business to get to that next level, if you have an idea, a business is trying to get off the ground, trying to get some funding or partners, go to the Marketing Pulpit, and on the homepage, you'll see a link. Click on that link, and that'll take you to the information on the final pitch. And they're going to have another workshop coming up on the 31st of this month, and then there'll be another elimination round coming up. Later in the show, we're going to have Miss India Thibodeau. She's going to talk about solar, so that's coming up at the 11 o'clock hour. And in the next segment, we're going to be talking about What's the Word with Elena 7.
Yes.
So hang on. This is the Marketing Pulpit. Welcome to all the new listeners. Call us at 1-800-450-7876 or go to marketingpulpit.com and get all the information. We'll be right back after the break.
WOL.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Graduate School USA evening and weekend programs. 295 southbound, slowing from Benning Road down to East Capitol Street, but nothing in the way there. Around the Beltway, we're okay. Inner Loop and Outer Loop, no delays, no problems. Route 50 looks good. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, north and southbound between Northeast and the Beltway, should find everything open and moving smoothly across the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. We're in good shape, a little slow northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel, as usual, approaching the end of the tunnel near New York Avenue. Expand your skills this spring. Start April 4th at Graduate School USA. Visit graduateschool.edu/evening or register today. Now your WOL weather forecast. For the rest of the day today, becoming partly cloudy with a high around 44 degrees. For tonight, a couple clouds down to 31. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy day, a bit milder tomorrow, and a high around 46. Steve Hirshhorn for News Talk 1450 WOL, where information is power.
If you're not aware already, one of the four P's of marketing is place or location. One of our sponsors, BLE Executive Suites, just opened up their new location over in National Harbor, Maryland.
So how was that?
Oh, man, that was the bomb. We had a great outpouring of supporters, potential tenants. A lot of folks from the Largo office came over. And I was
You're going to get your spot over there now?
Man, it was tempting. It, this was so cool.
Oh,
now.
Wow. That's nice.
Well, check this out, though.
You'll be right around the corner.
Check this
Come
out.
Home.
If you had never thought about, if you didn't have a more compelling reason already to do BLE, now I have my office in Largo, but guess what I can do now? I can also meet my clients at National Harbor under the same contract.
Really?
That is
too
cool.
Oh, that's nice.
That's sweet.
Real nice.
That is
yeah.
sweet. So now we have dual places. So if I don't feel like driving all the way to Largo,
driving all the way around the
meet
beltway.
Me over at the National Harbor. That
but
is
Robert,
too cool.
He can
think of the amount of gas wear and tear on your vehicle that you'll save.
He can ride a bike.
If you're just around the corner, though.
He can ride a bike over there.
But you know what, Lena?
It makes sense to be over there.
Largo has been so good to me. I'm just, you know, when something is working, you kind of have it to tinker with it. I've had some success in Largo at BLE. Yeah. I'm scared to move. I mean, I might do better.
But you.
Now, Robert,
But the good thing is, Robert, you'll still have your Largo people. You'll still have your Largo
people.
But
let me tell you, God, you know I'm thinking about it now. You know I have to think about it.
Yeah.
And that place is hooked up, boy. You can see the MGM Grand being built right there out the window. Oh, my goodness. That place is so hooked up.
It's going to be rocking over there.
I know.
I can't believe that you.
So
look,
now,
maybe you could do a part-time.
Well, that's what I'm talking about it now. You know, Lena, at first I was saying it's no way.
2 weeks there.
I'm going to stay where I am till I got over there on Saturday. And I saw the hookup. I'm like, ooh.
So how many suites?
They have 25 office suites over there.
Really?
Oh, wow. The whole second floor.
What?
That place is so hooked up. BLE is
so
rolling.
Which building is it in?
It's right there near Tanger Outlet, right that light.
Okay.
So it's right there. Free parking. So you don't have that National Harbor parking situation.
Oh, it's the free parking.
The free parking.
Oh, my.
That is too hooked up. Anyway, folks, don't take my word for it. Go to BLESuites.com.
And
if you're looking
think,
for an
Robert,
office space.
When MGM opens up, you're right around the corner. You can walk to MGM.
Hey, I was talking to one of the guys at the networking event, and he said, you know what, Robert? Because he has an office in Largo, too. He said, man, we just got promoted. That's
right.
That's, we just got a promotion. Is that hooked up? So, folks, if you're looking for a place to meet your clients, you don't have to get a physical office. If you just want the virtual services, to have just come in and get an office when you need it. If you have a meeting, seminar, workshop, you can rent by the hour. You can also get a weekly office, a monthly. You don't have to do the full time. Or if you, like me, want a full time suite because you have a lot of folks to meet on a daily, on a regular basis, it's more efficient to go ahead and get yourself a permanent office because the rates are so affordable, it will blow your mind. You get the receptionist, the nice conference rooms, you get the mail services, somebody to answer your phone, the offices are furnished.
How large is the conference room in the new spot?
They hooked up, man. They're bigger than the one.
Really?
We met.
Oh, we're going to have a first Friday there.
You know darn well.
I
coming.
Can't imagine not having a first Friday
there across from MGM.
We got to
do a first Friday there.
You know that's coming.
Yeah.
All right, folks, I can go on all day about
BLE. Let's do one for May for 6-year anniversary. Serious,
now, Robert, can we get our properties to, you know, increase in value since MGM is right there?
I'm serious.
Since you and I have Fort Washington.
Really. I'm waiting on that property value jump. I'm serious. All right, folks, that's BLE Suites. Go to BLESuites.com, BLESuites.com, or call them at 301-322-1700 and take your business to the next level with a great location at BLE Suites. Miss Bernadette Clay, she's doing it for the community. She's not just a business person. She's also heavily involved in community as far as supporting businesses. She's actually started several networking and mentoring groups to help young people. I mean, this lady is really doing. My hat's off to her, and I'm just proud and honored to have her as a sponsor. That's BLE Suites at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com. Lena Seven?
Yes.
What's the word?
Bobby Christina.
What?
Hmm. Yeah. And
she didn't die, did she?
She died a while ago.
You don't know, man.
No,
he put people in comas now.
Yeah, she died.
So what happened?
Yeah. Back in the summer, she passed.
Today
they released her autopsy records.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Pneumonia or something, they said.
Well, in her system, toxicology report, she had marijuana, alcohol, a cocaine-related substance called benzaleco, whatever, sedative, anti-anxiety medications, morphine, were all found in her system.
Good God Almighty.
The toxicology test could not determine whether the morphine was the result of heroin use. And then the full cause of death was listed as pneumonia and then encephalopathy. Which means that basically her lungs filled with water and she suffered a brain injury, most likely drowning or lack of oxygen to the brain. So, just really kind of sad. And then also they could not determine whether there was foul play because one wonders how did she get in the tub? No one really knows about that, which is probably why they have not brought charges of any kind to her living a boyfriend. So, I mean, just kind of like, a really sad
You can call it foul, whatever you want, but something was foul, whether it was play or not. But when you got all that in your system and you're, what, a 19, 20-year-old, and you, there's something foul going on.
There's something going on. So, you know, just want to talk about that. Now, on to health and wellness. Do you guys know the difference between beef?
Beef and there's another word.
And another, grass-fed versus corn-fed or grain-fed.
Like
beef.
Free
Did
range,
you know?
Free range beef?
No. Well, free range has something to do with grass fed because they're allowed to kind of roam, you know, and they eat grass all day. But have
enlighten
you ever?
Me. Enlighten
okay,
me.
I will.
You're
I will.
Scaring me over here. You got
but
me. I know
do
something
you?
Bad.
I don't eat
no,
beef.
No, no,
so
no. But I'm just saying. You
I'm
don't?
I'm just curious. No, I don't.
You don't eat beef at all?
No.
At all?
No.
Do you eat beef, Robert? I know you do.
I only eat beef when I go to McDonald's, Chuck E. Cheese, Chick-fil-A.
You only eat beef.
Ranch House, Golden Corral. That's the only time I eat beef.
Don't forget the Golden Corral.
Otherwise,
I don't eat any beef.
That is too funny. Anyway, well, what I wanted to do is just because, you know, I had some beef this week, I was thinking about, you know, do people really understand the difference? And have they ever tasted beef from grass-fed type of beef versus corn or grain-fed cows, basically, beef that comes from cows that eat,
now,
that are
say,
fed the grain or the corn?
When you
there's
say grass,
a difference.
You don't mean weed. You mean like.
No, I don't mean weed. I mean real grass.
Okay, that kind of grass. Okay, all right.
Which is basically to humans, just think about it. To humans, it's like eating cat. It's like eating, you know, cabbage or lettuce.
Right.
Okay. And so obviously it's going to be what? A lot leaner type of meat.
You would think so.
Than you would get with, say, corn fed, which means that one is a little more nutritious than the other one, they say. Okay. So if you've ever had the difference, you can taste it. And it is very significant.
You mean between corn fed and, well, corn just goes through you anyway, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, there's a difference, though. The quality of the taste is very, very distinctly different.
Okay.
I'm telling you've got to try it.
Well, how do you know when you go to the store?
Okay. It will say, trust me, it's going to say grass-fed beef on there. And if you ever get a chance, just try it and compare it for yourself. Because it's really good. Whole Foods sells grass-fed.
She was reading my mind. I was about
Whole
to hit
Food sells,
the Whole Foods thing.
Yeah, Whole Foods sells it, okay? So it's just, I mean, but let me just kind of go through what the nutritional differences are, okay? So you'll get grass-fed beef, okay? It's slightly less in saturated fat and monounsaturated fats, okay? Grass-fed beef has a lot more omega-6 and omega-3s, okay? The same as you would get from salmon.
From fish, right.
Okay, so it's got the same amount of nutrition, I'm telling you. Okay, and then grass-fed beef has twice as much as CLA as grain-fed beef, which is conjugated linoleic acid, which is really good for your health, okay, and for body fat. It reduces body fat and things like that, okay? So it's just going to be a little more expensive. But in the long run, it's much more nutritious for you. Okay, and then Dr. Oz did a huge show on that like a few weeks ago. So if anyone wants to know more, they should find out more. Anyway, but also just to let you know, I'm not here to speak whether you should do one or the other. So don't take that as, you know, because regular grain fed has a lot more B12 in it and B vitamins in it. But I'm just saying, and it's not bad for you either. It's just the way it is cooked. If you overcook meat, do you know it is not as nutritious for you?
So like vegetables and I guess I know it's
vegetables. No. If you overcook beef.
Okay.
Okay. It does something to the compounds of the beef and it doesn't and it's no longer as nutritious for you. So you got to watch the way you cook it and you got to cook it just right.
So
when you cook steak.
I like mine a little burnt. So that's not helping my nutrition.
No, it's not helping. You know, there's vitamin A, there's vitamin E, there's a lot of micronutrients, there's zinc, there's phosphorus, there's sodium, there's iron, there's potassium. So it's a lot of stuff that people should really take into consideration. But at the end, guess what? You should always be careful on what you eat. You get it?
On what you eat.
Eat.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
You, on not, what you eat, eats.
So it's right. not only what you eat, it's what you eat, eats.
It's right. what you eat, eats.
Because that's going to end up in you, too.
Because right. that is what ultimately is going to end up in your system.
Wow.
Okay? That's a very compelling point.
That's a lot of work, Lena,
anything I want you to know at the end of the day is to watch what you eat, eats. All okay? Right. And that's my tip of the day for your health and wellness. Go to Alina7.com.
All right.
Holler at me on all social networking.
All right. Thank you, Alina7. As
welcome.
Always, folks, watch what you eat, eats.
I hope my greens didn't eat
so
anything
now you gotta
last
do,
night.
You got to do a family you gotta do a family tree on your burger now. Call that genealogy guy.
Really? Anyway, family folks, tree. Yeah, you should.
All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Ednia Thibodeau. We're going to talk solar. Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Why don't you get more power? 1450 WOL. You got to get
more power. Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm Alexis Spike. For over 105 years, the historic Piney Woods School has specialized in equipping the heads, heart, and hands of economically disadvantaged students from around the world with a first-class education. 100% of its graduating seniors go on to enroll in college or vocational school. However, the Piney Woods School needs your help to continue training young minds for another 105 years. To find out more about Piney Woods and how to give from the heart, log on to pineywoods.org.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, celebrating 35 years of service to the community, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, folks, this is a first Friday. Tonight, over at BLE Executive Suites at 9701 Apollo Drive, we're going to have our first Friday. It's a good opportunity to network. If you're not advertising, I want you to think about it for a moment. You folks over here who have businesses, you have nonprofits, you're looking for work, you're looking for partners, and you're not doing anything, and you're right here in the D.C. area. What in the heck do we have to do to get you to get up and start doing something? Here is a low-threshold, free method to get out and meet some people. You're going to meet me. You're going to meet William. You're going to meet my guests. Folks are going to be out here that can actually make a very significant impact on the success or failure of your business. And if you're not really kicking on all cylinders, I can't understand why you wouldn't come out tonight. Go to marketingpulpit.com and register. Come on out and have some peach cobbler. We're going to have I'll be there. We're going to talk about all types of different ways on how to help your company grow. We've been doing this now for 6 years, and it's been very successful. We've had all types of guests to come out. We have people from the post office talking about
Every Door
Direct.
As a matter of fact, I think they may be coming tonight.
All right.
So they can get some good information, because I have some new information, and I have some breaking information about what's about to happen with Every Door Direct Mail for April.
All right.
So get on the bandwagon.
Get on it, folks. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. If you have a question for any of us, including our guests, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We have in the studio our next guest. I've been looking at all the things that's happening in our environment. We come up this morning, I think earlier in the week it was like 100 degrees. Driving in today, it's snowing. Tomorrow it'll probably be 100 again.
It'll be nice and warm tomorrow.
Something is going on here.
It's going to be 70 on Saturday.
So anyway, we have in the studio Miss India Thibodeau. Now she's told me I done messed up her name so many times. I thought it was Edna at one time, but the N is before the D. Then I said that her name was Thibodeau, and she told me the H was silent. I said, look, you have any more names I can butcher before I get you? Good morning, India.
Good morning.
All right. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I love your energy. You seem to be, you just all perked up this morning in spite of the snow.
Yeah. We didn't get much.
That's right. We didn't get much at all. So how do you hear about, I've seen you around. How did you hear about the Marketing Pulpit, Robert Gatewood, and all this crew? How do you hear about us?
I'm not exactly sure how I originally heard about you, but I did, or I have been to several of your networking events.
All right.
And I always enjoy myself when I come to your networking
events.
All
right. Well, that's good, because I know I've seen your face at several of the events.
Uh-huh.
And so when we decided to reach out to you to get you on the show to talk about solar, I said, I've seen this young lady before, and you've had your hand in a lot of things. Now, where are you from originally?
I was born in Ghana, West Africa.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
See, now I know we're Marketing Pulpit International. We have the African connection in the house. All right. So I was talking about the weather a moment ago. We see winter one day, summer the next, fall the next. What's going on? Is the climate change, is that a real problem?
That is a real problem, and climate change is here.
You mean it's not something that's coming down the road?
No, it's not something coming down the road. It's actually here. And that's why solar is so important to the environment and to the consumer to be able to help them save money.
Now, when I think of electricity,
mm-hmm.
I just hit a switch, the lights come on, and we see brightness, the fan comes on, the AC comes on, everything's so clean and pure and pristine. But I understand it's not as clean, as simple as we think electricity is. What's the underbelly of electricity as we know it?
Well, electricity is formed by using fossil fuels, so that's coal or natural gas, and it's burned, and it creates carbon dioxide issues. And so that's how we get the climate change and the issues to the environment, is the carbon dioxide emissions. And so the state of Maryland, because of that, has even formed a commission. It's the Maryland Commission on Climate Change.
Okay.
And so the state of Maryland and D.C. have both mandated that they want the consumers that use electricity to get off the grid and to go solar. So they actually are putting incentives and giving credits to people to go solar.
Wow. So right now, I think every Wednesday or so, Tuesday or Wednesday, I have to drag my recyclables out to the curb.
Exactly.
And so that's a part of, I guess, of a shift in the way people are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So recyclables,
emissions,
mm-hmm. and what is a few other things that are happening now that
we're
seeing, and I guess a societal shift towards things that are, I guess, more environmental friendly. Is that?
Yeah. So we have to start considering all the damage that we've done to the environment. Generations ahead of us, they drove the big gas-guzzling cars, and people who didn't even think that they were damaging the environment.
So that big,
now
that big Jaguar I had was not good for the environment.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't good for the environment.
Lena Sam, what about that Hummer you
had? No.
Lena Sam, didn't you have a Hummer at one time?
Lena had one of those big Navigators.
Not anymore. I've upgraded, by the way.
We were not doing the, what's that little square car you used to have, Lena Sam?
Oh, my God, please. Let's not go there. Anyway, I'm no longer, sending pollution in the air. I'm contributing.
So we all have to make changes, and this is one of the ways that we can make changes for our generations to come. The climate is getting warmer, and President Obama, when he was in Paris this year for the climate change summit, he said that 2015 was the warmest year on record. And so because of that, we have to acknowledge that, and we have to start making changes and doing things.
2015 was the warmest?
The warmest year on record.
And the way things are going, 2016 might beat it.
Because we have such volatile weather changes right now. I mean, and you can see that in this whole week. I mean, we were 60 on Saturday or Sunday, and then we had snow, and now we're going to be 70 on Saturday. And so it's up and down and all around. But the effects of climate change are real. And so the thing that I guess people have to recognize and acknowledge, because I know that we get so busy in our lives, we're working, we're doing all kinds of things. Like, what does this mean to me? How does this affect me? Why do I care? Yeah. Why do I want to put ugly panels on my roof? They're not ugly. Actually, ours are very beautiful. Mm-hmm. But the question is, why do we want to do that? And so when you start to look at what it means to you, it actually is a choice that you have to make for the next generation. And it's going to be heat-related illnesses are going to start to be affecting the elderly. Mm-hmm. Down the line, pollution, because they're not going to be able to breathe. Mm-hmm. And even now, in the media, you can Google China, and you can see people walking around with the masks on their face because there's so much smog and so much pollution that they can hardly breathe. Mm-hmm. And so this is starting to affect the whole world. It's a global issue. It's not just an American issue, but change is slow. You know, people really resist, you know, making changes. And so also diseases. There are a lot of progressive diseases that in heat, you know, are going to be worse than because of the climate change, you know. So,
Well, let me ask you this. Now, also, I've noticed, especially when it comes to food, when mm-hmm. I try to do something that's environmentally friendly or healthy for me, it ends up costing me more money. Is that going to be the same case with solar and fuel?
Well, right now, solar is expensive if you were to purchase it right out. I mean, some people can afford it, but we have a program because they are government subsidies and county grants and things in place. We have a program that allows you to get the panels at no upfront cost to you, and you pay for the energy that they provide. And the energy that comes from the sun is, of course, a lot less expensive.
No carbon emissions or
that's
fossil
right.
fuels.
That's right, and it's renewable. I mean, the sun is daily. That's something that you can count on.
At least for now, anyway.
Uh-huh. And even when it's cloudy, the sun is still shining.
Hey, that's what people will think. You know, well, can I really get a 70, you know, can my house be 74 degrees inside, 72 when it's like 40 outside?
Indeed, that's one of those questions. I must admit, I may be a little in the dark on this one. I'm saying to myself now, when the cloud comes out, is my TV going to go off and my heat going to start working when the sun goes behind a cloud?
Well, this is electricity, and yes, if you had an all-electric home, yes, because it may not be as the same kind of sun generation when the sun is out and you can visibly see it, but the sun is always out even behind the cloud, so you're still going to get some solar to your panels.
So the cloudiness is not going to affect my stove coming on?
No. Okay. No. And you've
generated I'm cooking this burger, Lena. I'm not cooking my grain, my grass-fed burger.
At least it won't be overcooked.
Well, that's true. but you're saying... You're saying because of these subsidies and these government programs, a lot of the if we went out as individuals, as John Q. Public, and tried to buy the panels, it's probably going to set us back a penny. But you're saying because the states such as Maryland and D.C. are mandating, they're trying to get this 20% goal, they're putting money out there to make it affordable for people to go solar.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a good choice. It's a great option. And because we aren't deregulated as far as energy is concerned, we just really have one or two go-to electrical companies in the area. So because of that, you don't really have a choice who you get your electricity from.
That's true.
So with solar, you do have an option.
Folks, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood. I have in the studio Miss India Thibodeau. I also have Alina Selman and William Maxwell. If you have a question for any of our guests or hosts, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I've always been intrigued by this whole solar, so I'm getting in all my questions that I've always, you know, sometimes you're looking at an industry from the distance and you're saying to myself,
yes.
How does this stuff work? I see these solar panels on. I'm saying if the cloud comes out, is my energy going to go off? And how affordable is it?
How long does it take your house to get converted?
Yeah,
so it's a 3 to 4 month process.
Okay.
Once you make a decision to go solar, what we do is we set up a site survey. So our engineers come out and they look at your roof, make sure that the panels can go on your roof and everything's okay. Once they approve the design, then you go on to insulation. But that's also a process because we have to get permits and things like that from the county or wherever that you are. And then once we have the permits for you to go solar, then we install the solar panels. And then once again, the county has to come back out, make sure everything's okay and approve it. And then once that's done, then you can actually get your solar panels turned on.
So this does so what we're talking about today does require having the solar panels installed. Is the roof the only place you can put them? Can you put them on the garage or your car? I mean,
well, the garage isn't always necessarily the best place.
Okay.
So because of safety, because we really want the panels to work for you, what we have to do is we have to do an assessment.
Okay.
It depends on where your house is located. It depends on if you have trees in the back, because sometimes trees will shade your panels.
Right.
The direction of your home. So, of course, the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. So if your house is facing east, southeast, that's a better location. So sometimes what we can do is we can get you 50% what we call offset off of the grid being Pepco or BG&E or SMEPCO, or sometimes we can get you 100%, but it all depends on how your house is situated, what type of size system we can put on your house. That makes a difference as well, because if you have a bigger house, you can have more panels, and of course, then you know, can offset the grid more.
And one quick question: you said off the grid. Now, going through a program like yours versus someone who were to go out and purchase their own, if someone purchased their own, could they truly get off the grid and be able to be self-sustaining with solar versus being on the grid where they're still paying someone for their energy?
So that depends on once again, your house and how much offset you can get. So you could, if you could get 100% offset, then you could be self-sustaining and not have any with the purchase. Yes, you could be self-sustaining. So the key is really to we evaluate everything, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that solar is a good fit for you, and that it works for you, that you are going to get the savings as well as be able to help the environment.
But sounds like to me people need to call you, because we could talk for 2 days to get all this information. Tell people how they can reach you and find out more about this wonderful solar program.
They can give me a call. My cell is 202-573-9033. That's 202-573-9033.
And folks, you can go to Marketing Pulpit. Go to the Marketing Pulpit homepage. You will see Miss Thibodeau and a little information on her. Her number is 202-573-9033. Go to marketingpulpit.com and contact her to answer all your questions about solar. And dear, I want to thank you for coming out today. Thank you for being a supporter and guest on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, that's Endia Thibodeau. Go to marketingpulpit.com, find out more about this. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk networking. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is brought to you by Lead Safe America. 295 northbound slowing from Pennsylvania Avenue to East Capitol Street, Burroughs Avenue to Eastern Avenue. Third Street Tunnel is also very slow right now as you get up from D Street northbound to New York Avenue, then down from New York Avenue to Massachusetts Avenue, heading south on 395 in the Third Street Tunnel. Is also going to be pretty slow right now, but nothing reported in the way. Around the Beltway, doing okay right now. Inner loop and outer loop, no accidents or incidents reported. We're okay on the BW Parkway, also on Route 50, no issues to slow you down right now. Think lead poisoning is just a problem of the past? Think again. One in four kids lives in a home with potential lead paint hazards. Learn more. Be safe. LeadSafeAmerica.org. Now your WOL weather forecast for today: becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 44 degrees. A few clouds overnight, down to 31 for low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy day and a higher around 47. Steve Hirschhorn for News Talk 1450 WOL, where information is power.
All right. I'd like to welcome you back to the show. We just had India Thibodeau. She was talking about solar power. Man, I've always wondered about that stuff. I'm glad
Yeah. I'm glad she was here, and she said, she just said that some people have even gotten new roofs.
Right.
Because of that.
You mean they put the roof? Wait a minute, I missed that part.
Yeah, there's snow. That's what I asked her.
They will pay for the roof.
Yes. Hmm. Especially if it makes sense in order to fit the panels, and the panels got to be reset or whatever, they'll give you a new roof as well.
So I can get those buckets out of my front
room? Yes, that's what I'm saying. This is huge.
Hey, man, I have to call. 202-573-9033. That's Miss India Thibodeau. Solar City. That's great, great information. Also, let's not forget our other supporters and sponsors. We have Miss Velocity from Suncrest Financials. Tax time. Still got that tax date coming up. So if you need some help with that or your bookkeeping and accounting for your business, check out Suncrest Financials. Go to suncrestfinancials.com or call them at 240-582-7109. You can also find her on the Marketing Pulpit. And if you're stressed out and looking for a drug-free, violence-free way to deal with that stress, whether you're an educator, therapist, or just need some way to get rid of that stress in your office, then Sensory3, that's SENSRE3.com. They have the Rein Stick, REIN. Man, you're going to hear more and more about that in the coming weeks. Or you can call them at 240-573-7155.
Is she coming out tonight?
She's coming out tonight, yes. Okay. And came out last time, made a good presentation. A lot of folks, matter of fact, some people bought themselves a Rein Stick. We're going to talk about marketing, networking. I have to talk about this from time to time, and I can't think of a better time than on the date of our first Friday, because this gives you an opportunity to practice these networking tips. I teach a course over at Prince George's Community College on networking, and I had a few of my students actually took the course, and they came out. It just so happened that the next week we had a first Friday. And they were floored on how effective networking can be when you're given the right tools on the right way to do it.
Right.
A lot of people are intimidated. They're just petrified about networking. They get there and they just freeze up. They say, what am I supposed to do? And I'll tell you the truth.
And I don't think it's just networking that makes people freeze.
What's that?
I think a lot of people are just uncomfortable around a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one of the biggest phobias is the fear of crowds. And a lot of people, and you notice it every time we have a First Friday, when people do the elevator pitches.
Yeah.
Some people are very comfortable with it,
so I'm like,
and other people are like, what do I do?
But you know what, William, I'm going to tell you, this happened to me. I was chopped. I was invited to a networking event. It wasn't, you know, anytime you get a lot of folks in the room, it's like a networking event.
Right.
But it was, so I saw it as a networking opportunity. Now, myself, I'm being Mr. Network himself. I mean, I teach at the school. I have an event. I get to the event. So first, these were people that I didn't know. So I'm kind of putting myself in the shoes of some of the people that come to the first Friday for the first time.
Right.
You're going into a room of strangers. You don't know the people. So you're sitting out in the parking lot, kind of, you know, you sit out there, you're right, observing people coming and going. You're trying to
contemplating.
Right.
Pontificating.
Even deciding if you're going to go in there at all.
At all. Exactly.
And I went through these steps.
Really?
Because it was a place where I knew only one person, and that was the person that invited me. And I'm kind of trying to peep through the door to see if she was in there.
Right.
So I feel your pain.
But you know what's funny, Robert? It's almost like, because I go to a lot of networking events myself, I'm almost just the opposite.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll go into a room of complete strangers, and I'm kind of like pinpointing people,
okay,
who are the people I'm going to start the conversation
with. Very good.
And then as I start these conversations, other people in the room are checking me out. And then sooner or later, they're like, who is this guy? Let me go over here and talk with him.
Right.
All right.
And then your whole comfort level is completely in your zone.
That's exactly right. We have a caller on the phone. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit.
Hello, how are you? This is Reverend Holloway from Meriden, Connecticut.
Hello, Reverend Holloway.
From Connecticut?
Connecticut.
Wow.
All right.
I haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
I sure haven't. How are you doing, Miss Reverend?
I want to say this.
Yes.
You're correct. I'm a community advocate in Meriden.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, city council, they can't stand me. So I stood up there for a couple of months, and I've been warning them. And I think they was like, well, you know, she don't dress up. She don't look fancy. She don't look like the average Joe.
Right.
We don't got to take her serious. So I walked into the Mills, which is a housing development that they're knocking down. And the people were complaining that they were evicting them, not letting them take all their furniture, not giving them Section 8 to relocate them. So I said, okay. When the city council said, well, let me go with you. Well, we went into the building. It was the nastiest housing projects I've ever seen in my life. Mm. It, you can tell it had caked on dirt that never hadn't been cleaned in about a year or two. Not even the roaches was in there. So when we cleaned the building, because I purposely went and I cleaned the building.
Wow.
And when I cleaned the two housing developments, because there's nine of them, I cleaned two. Then the roaches came out.
Mm.
Then I said to one of the city council persons, he said, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I just went with my daughter to clean two of the buildings because they got toddlers in that building.
Mm-hmm.
So although I didn't dress up, and when I started to talk, even the white folks said, who the heck is that?
Oh, I see.
And she talks, she speaks clear, and she knows what she's talking about. So I had to laugh at your last statement because they was like, who are you? Where you been? I said, I've been in Marin in 10 years.
Well, let me ask you this.
I'm the one who won.
Well, how do you deal with it when you go into a strange environment? You don't. People are looking. It's like you just came from Mars. So, what's your approach? I mean, how do you make?
Actually, I find it fun.
You sound like William. William, they just go in and pick out people.
I get a kick out of it.
Well, I like it.
And what happens is because I don't dress up.
Okay.
Because I've been there, done that.
So they're looking at you a little cross-eyed because you're not dressed up like them.
And what I did was I said, I'm not going to tell y'all again. So what I did was I went to Facebook because the media will not cover me here.
Okay.
No matter what I do, I mean, we've given out thousands of book bags to kids with everything in it. I think when I talked to you the last time, I told you we run a feeding program. We only give out food 3 times a year. I fed 460 families, and we give them food for, so like if Christmas is 9 days, I give them enough to at least have a meal or two a day. They won't even cover.
Well, Reverend Holloway, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you chiming in on our topic. We'll have to run, but you stay tuned, okay, and call in another time, okay?
And spread the word up there about us in Connecticut.
All right.
Well, they listening to you in the barbershop, the Clippers barbershop.
All right. Cool.
Oh, awesome.
Well, have them call in. We welcome callers, and just like yourself.
And I appreciate you spreading the word on us, okay?
You said you would get back to me in my email. What happened?
Did you send me an email? Send it again.
Yes, I sent you an email, and I joined the page that you told me to join.
All right. Well, I want to make sure. I tell you what. Sometimes mail doesn't come through. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember it, but try me again. Send it to contact@marketingpulpit.com. You can hit it on the Marketing Pulpit page. That's going to come directly to me, okay?
Well, I did.
Okay. Try it again. I'm sorry. I don't remember getting it. Try it again. I would definitely respond this time, okay?
And get everybody to listen to you.
All right. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
You.
Enjoy your day.
All right. Rem Holloway, she's a regular listener, and she's got people. She get on
she
your boy
if
you don't respond
after
to you.
You boy.
she checked Robert.
She
putting the Negro in check.
Yes, she was.
All right. We love her, though. We love her. All right, folks. We're talking about networking. She was talking about how, and William was talking about how you get there, and sometimes, and I was talking about how sometimes you're out on the outside looking in.
Right.
Well, here's some tips. First of all, don't resist the urge to arrive late. That's one way to get over that. When you get there early, you can hook up with some folks. You can find yourself a partner. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that person can ride with you the whole event.
That's true.
But when you get in there late, you're walking like you're going to somebody's house.
Dead man walking.
Right. So.
That's so true. Because then you're on the spotlight at that point.
You're part
right?
of the event when you get there early. But when you come in there late, you're like a stranger walking up in there. Who is this intruder? So get there early. Ask easy questions. Don't be asking people about difficult questions about religion and politics and things where you know it's going to be controversial. Don't come in there with your sales book out. This is networking is an opportunity to build relationships. It's not to come in there and try to put a strong arm on somebody. If you're passionate about something, talk about it. People can feel that passion and it'll actually draw them to you. Don't forget to smile. That frown will show. Even if you're not mad, you need to smile. And I'm going to tell you a little trick here, folks. Now, some of y'all are going to get mad at me about this. But as you get older, your face tends to frown. And you need to be aware of that. And you cannot just assume that because you're not frowning that your face is not telling you otherwise. Look in the mirror at yourself sometime. I caught myself doing that. I said, damn, I look mean. So now I smile every time, everywhere I go.
Was that client that got you bent out of shape?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
Don't hijack the conversation. Let the person talk. Listen. Learn how to listen. And my last one, folks, and this is very important, follow up. When you get back to your office, lay those cards out and follow up in the order of importance. Everybody's not equal. The one that you need, that somebody might have needed your help like right away.
Right.
Follow up with them right away. Don't wait 2 weeks and then they don't remember who the heck you are. Just send out a simple email. Say, hey, it was nice meeting you last night. Let's stay in touch. And that's one way folks are going to get maximum return out of your networking efforts. Folks, this is going to do our show for today. Thank you for listening. Join us next week at the same time and go to marketingpulpit.com and register for the event tonight. So that's the marketingpulpit.com. We'll be at First Friday, 6 o'clock at the Marketing Pulpit First Friday. Folks, and if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing.
At the right time.
And you got to do it right, people.
All right, folks, enough talk. Let's get to work.
1450 WOA.